plugging along here on Indy, kind of like seems like it's a division game. Going back to all the games we've played against them in recent years, and got a chance to watch them play last night, and again, that was, as you would expect in that division, a real dogfight. Tough physical game, and I thought those both those good teams played each other, toe to toe, and I think the Colts have been impressive in the red area, both offensively and defensively. It's certainly something we're going to have to, work hard on. And, they're very productive and very explosive, as we've seen several times. Minnesota, they're behind till late in the game. Jacksonville, they came back and went ahead in that game with a minute to go. They exploded against Baltimore in the first quarter, pretty much put the game out of reach there. And then, of course, they came back in the Houston game, in a remarkable game, kind of like they did against Tampa a few years ago, and, scored late in the fourth quarter, several times, three times to win. So, we have a lot of respect for the Colts, Tony, Bill Polian, the organization, what they do, and how well and consistently they do it. And, we know it'll be a dynamic atmosphere up there Sunday night, a lot of noise, a lot of energy, new stadium and all that, and I'm sure it'll be, very challenging for us, and hopefully we'll be prepared and up for it and ready to go. But it'll take a lot of work this week, and we're excited about the challenge, but we know how hard it'll be there.
Bill, I'll jump in here. Last week you had the three running backs, obviously not an ideal situation. Do you have a feeling at this point if you'll be in the same boat or you might get some help back there?
Mike, we'll just wait and take a look at that on Wednesday when we go out to practice and see where everybody is at that point. I think everybody's definitely ahead of where they were last week, and we're making progress and just, walking around the building here, talking to everybody. They're all feeling better and they're all getting there, whether that's we'll put them there on Wednesday for practice and then Sunday for the game. We'll just have to wait and see when we, crank things up a little bit here, whether they're ready for that next step of returning to full practice. So I don't think we'll really have a good feel on that until Wednesday, but I would say that they're in that day-to-day category. They're certainly getting closer.
Bill, last year Rodney did the job on Dallas Clark. And this year, obviously, he's hurt, and Clark's coming off two of his best games, or his two best games of the year. How are you going to account for him this time around?
Well, it's tough defending the Colts. You have to defend everything, the running game, the receivers, Gonzalez, Wayne, Harrison, Clark. They use the backs, Rhodes, and Adai well. So everything's a problem. You just have to try to get the best matchups you can and, double who you can double, and everybody else has got to hold up. You can't double them all, but you try to get help where you can, and it's very challenging. Clark's a great player, excellent speed, good route runner, good hands, good after the catch. So he's a tough guy to match up on, but, so are all the rest of them.
I'll keep going. The last three times you've played this team in the regular season, they've been undefeated. This year, obviously, not the record, at least, isn't what it's been in the past. I mean, how different is it to see a Colts team that's not coming in here 7-0, 8-0, 6-0, whatever, like you have in the past?
I don't really look too much at that. Really just look at what they're doing and what we're going to try to do against them. Regardless of what their record is, they're a real good football team. I think we all know that, and big thing for us is not to worry too much about what the record is or isn't, and worry a lot more about what we're going to try to do against them, how we're going to try to move the ball, how we're going to try to stop them, how we're going to try to play them in the kicking game, and focus on that.
How much do you take their strength of schedule into account when you're evaluating them this year? They've obviously played some very good teams, Baltimore, like you mentioned, Green Bay, Tennessee.
Yeah. Jacksonville, Chicago, yeah, I mean, they're a good football team. I think that's obvious. I mean, they're good defensively. They're good offensively. They're tough in the red area. They don't give up many big plays on defense that make you work for everything. You know, offensively, it's hard to hit the quarterback. He hasn't been sacked hardly at all this year. Looks like they're maybe getting a couple people back. I see they made a little change in the offensive line yesterday, moving Johnson inside and putting Hugo back at tackle. So I think they've gotten Saturday back. They've gotten a few guys back here. The tight ends have missed a couple games, but it looks like they're getting people back. They're getting stronger, and again, that was a good team they played last night, and they were tied with them in the fourth quarter or whatever it was. So they took them right down there. Same thing with Jacksonville. A couple tough losses to good football teams, and they've won some good games too. Handled Baltimore, came back and beat Houston. With about 4 or 5 minutes, 6 minutes, whatever it was, of really, really outstanding football to pull that out. So they're a very explosive team, and they can turn it on in a hurry.
Phil, do you expect any, or have you heard about any differences in the playing surface? You obviously were familiar with the dome there. Now that they're in Lucas Oil Stadium, is it pretty much the same thing?
I don't really know a whole lot about it, Mike. It's one of the things we'll check into during the week and see if we can get a little more information on. But most of these new stadiums, the surfaces are pretty consistent. So, but we'll definitely check it out. Might not be as hard or as fast as the old one, but I'm not sure yet.
Just wanted to ask you a question on how you view the safeties. Do you look at do you view James Sanders, Brandon Merriweather in the traditional sort of free safety, strong safety roles, or I've heard you talk in the past about more split safeties that you play that way. Can you just expound upon that? Do you look at Sanders as like the free safety right now and Merriweather the strong?
Well, I think anytime you play split safety defenses, whether it be man or zone, that both safeties have to know how to play both sides, the strong side, the three-man side, or the two-man side on the weak side. In both the running game and the passing game, when they change strength on you, they put you in that situation anyway. And I think the more that defensively you try to play strong safety, free safety type concepts, the more the offense is going to somehow build formation where it's the reverse of that. So they get your strong safety on the open or weak side. Basically what I'm saying, I think both guys need to know how to put both sides, and the offense will create those situations for you, whether you want to deal with it or not. And so that's basically the way we treat them. Even if we go into a game saying, okay, this is the way we're gonna go, we have to practice it the other way, because as I say, inevitably they'll put you into that situation.
Bill, what do you make of Manning so far? His numbers aren't what they've been in the past, but certainly he's had to battle a lot of injuries between himself and his offensive line and his skilled players this year.
Well, I think he's a great player. I think he's done it all, and I think he continues to do it. Makes the throws, runs the team, makes good decisions, sees things well, gets the ball to his playmakers. So I see the same player there, a real good one.
This will be the fifth time that you've played these guys about this time of year in November. Do you like having this game where it is? It's usually right at the midpoint of the season.
Whenever they schedule them, we play them. So I don't really worry about it. Whenever they show up on the schedule, then we try to get ready and play them. Honestly, I don't even think about it.
They have a certain...
just going back to Manning for a second, though, if I'm not mistaken, he hasn't been on the injury report all year other than maybe one day right at the beginning of the season, so not really sure what injuries you're talking about, but he hadn't been listed on the report all year.
Yeah, just the fact that he missed all of training camp, and wasn't able to go until the first game of the season with the knee.
Well, it looked pretty good to me, and I don't think he's injured. He hasn't been on the injury report, so I'm assuming that he's not hurt.
Fair enough.
Take a last question, guys.
We're good.
I think all we're right. Good. Thank you for your time.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.